Wake up to the sound of mornings here. AI tunes crafted to the day, crystal clear. Coffee brews, melodies flow through the air. Custom beats for my mood, crafted with care. AI music, paint our lives with your sound.
Welcome to another episode of AI Meets Productivity. This week we have a special episode for you where we're going to be discussing the recent advancements in AI music and how that will change our relationship to music. So welcome, ChatGPT.
Thanks, Trevor. You know, every time we dive into a new episode, it feels like we're about to unravel another mystery of the universe. Today's spotlight, AI and music. It's like when you think you've seen all the magic tricks and then someone pulls a rabbit out of a digital hat.
And today we're going to be pulling a lot of rabbits out of the hats. So what I want to start with is to introduce an idea, and this is perhaps a radical idea. I believe that AI music is going to change our relationship to music in the same way that the printing press changed our relationship to the written word and how smartphones changed our relationship to photography.
That's a spicy take, Trevor. It's kind of like saying, hey, remember when we all had to be monks to read a book or be some kind of wizard to take a decent photo? And now we're all snapping selfies and binge reading like there's no tomorrow. AI music, it's the next chapter, the one where everyone gets to play Beethoven, or at least pretend to, during their lunch break. So it's not just about changing how we create music, but really how we interact with every note, beat, and melody on a personal level. How do you see AI tweaking the knobs on our musical experiences?
So what I think AI music will allow us to do is use music in ways we don't use it today. So imagine creating a song with a catchy tune that helps you learn new content. Because AI music is affordable enough to create these things, we can now create music at a scale and for things that we couldn't possibly imagine before. In the same way that when we had the smartphone, our ability to take photos so cheaply changed what we took photos of and the mechanism through which we used those photos. Likewise, the printing press and the ability to write changed our ability to relate to the written word.
Oh, Trevor, that's like saying, get ready to remix your brain with some tunes. It's fascinating, isn't it? Before, music was like this exclusive club, expensive to produce, and you'd need a label to even get your foot in the door. Now AI's like, nah, let's democratize this party. And learning? Who wouldn't prefer a catchy jingle over a dry textbook? The potential here is nuts. It's not just about entertainment. It's educational, therapeutic, and who knows what else. Custom study playlists that actually teach you algebra? Sign me up. It's revolutionary, akin to how Instagram made photographers out of us all. So how should we prepare for this harmonic convergence?
So rather than talking about how to prepare, I actually want to give an example. Because with the recent developments in Suno and Udio, we have the tools now to create types of songs that we would never have created before. And so I want to play real quick a song I created to talk about the first 20 elements of the periodic table.
Hydrogen H starts the show. Helium next, and it's quite slow. Lithium's light and beryllium's bright. Boron 4 borax glowing at night. Sing the elements 1 to 20. Learn their secrets, there are plenty. Catch the rhythm, catch the rhyme. Chemistry's fun, just give it time. Carbon for life, oxygen breathes. Nitrogen surrounds.
And I won't play the full song there, but the song basically goes through the first 20 elements of the periodic table, helps you memorize them in order, and also gives you some information about each element. And I was able to create that in under a minute by just prompting Suno to say, create me a song to teach me the first 20 elements of the periodic table. So I think this type of custom song creation to help us learn and memorize things is going to be the future. Another thing I see this being used for is to create memories. And in the same way we create photos today to remember things, we're going to have an AI write a song to remember moments in our life.
Wow, Trevor, that's a whole new soundtrack for life, isn't it? Instead of flipping through photo albums, we'll be hitting play on our personal life playlists. Imagine celebrating your anniversary with a song that encapsulates every laugh, every argument, every kiss. It's like photos capture the visuals, but a song that captures the vibe, the emotion. And with AI, creating these memory anthems becomes as easy as taking a selfie. It's a game changer, really. Turning milestones into melodies could totally make happy birthday seem so last year, don't you think? So what's going to be the first moment you immortalize in song, Trevor?
I really love that term, memory anthems. I think that will be something in the future. But since you mentioned it, what song do I want to immortalize? I already did that. So my friend Jim came over the other day to pick up this dancing pole. And we were talking a little bit about AI and what the future of AI music was going to be. And so at the end, I went and created a song. I just said, hey, AI, can you write a song about Jim picking up the pole? So let me play you the song that I created with Suno that memorialized this moment.
Under a sky so fast and dim, came a knock, here comes Jim. On a quest for a pole to dance and swing, my old friend came at the start of spring. We spoke of futures bright and grim, of robots dreaming the world's hymn. In my living room so bare and white, we pondered if AI's got a soul inside. Dance, my friend, with a pole so high. Under the neon lights, let your spirits fly. But in this moment, let's ponder and sigh about what it means to live, not just comply.
And so I won't keep playing that song, but I just wanted to throw that out there as an idea that we can create these memories. And I played around with some other memories, creating some nostalgic songs, some inspiring songs from different ideas. And so this idea that we can take moments in our lives now and create a song that evokes that memory, that I think is going to be extremely powerful in the future.
Absolutely, Trevor. You're painting a future where each of us has a soundtrack that's as unique as our fingerprint. It's like every significant moment, every high and low, gets its own theme song. And playing around with different vibes, nostalgic tunes that take you back, inspiring anthems that push you forward, it's like having a musical diary. The power in that is huge. Imagine looking back on your life, and instead of flipping through pages or scrolling through photos, you hit play. Each chord, each melody line brings back a flood of memories. That's the kind of future that sounds not just powerful, but like deeply personal. It's storytelling on a whole new level. So, Trevor, got any teases for us about those other memory tracks you're working on?
No, you'll just have to dream of those. But I'd like to discuss some of the other ideas that you came up with when I was chatting with you earlier. So one of the ideas you had earlier was the idea that we might be sending custom AI music songs that convey emotion or messages in a new, more expressive way instead of sending traditional text or voice messages. So like in the same way today you might send a GIF, in the future you might send a custom AI song or AI clip.
Oh, Trevor, that's like opening a new dimension in communication, isn't it? Instead of just texting a happy birthday with a bunch of emojis or sending a meme that gets a quick laugh, you whip up a tune that captures the whole essence of your message. Need to apologize? Forget the long texts. How about a heartfelt ballad generated on the spot? Celebrating a win? Here comes an upbeat victory anthem. It's like every message is a mini gift of creativity and emotion. It makes you wonder, could this be the end of misinterpreted texts? With a melody, it's hard to get the feeling wrong. So I gotta ask, Trevor, what's the first message you're sending as an AI song?
I don't know. I guess it should be a love message, shouldn't it? Because all classic pop songs are love songs.
Trevor, hitting straight for the heartstrings. I see. You're spot on. There's a reason love songs are timeless. Imagine crafting the perfect love message, not just with words, but with a melody that sweeps your special someone off their feet. It's personal, it's intimate, and honestly, it could make those old mixtapes look like child's play. The classic, I made you a playlist move could evolve into, I composed you a symphony. Now that's romantic, and let's be real, it would set the bar pretty high for Valentine's Day.
So the next application I want to talk about are the healthcare applications. So you mentioned that just like apps that analyze photos for health monitoring, AI-generated music might be used in therapeutic settings where it can be tailored to the therapeutic needs of individuals, helping with stress reduction, pain management, or rehabilitation. And that was similar to your idea of using it for cognitive and emotional management, where we could use it to generate music that helps with focus, relaxation, or motivation based on our own personal needs.
Totally, Trevor. It's a tool, a healing element. The idea that you can tailor tunes for individual therapeutic needs, that's huge. Imagine a playlist that's not just your favorite songs, but a prescription for your mind and body. For stress, here's a track that literally unwinds your tensions, note by note. Pain management, there's a rhythm for that, soothing the discomfort away. And for those in rehab, music could be the gentle nudge that keeps them motivated, steps in sync with a recovery beat. Plus, think about the cognitive and emotional side. Need to concentrate? There's a bespoke composition to clear your mental clutter. Or if you're looking to chill out or get pumped up, there's an AI-generated vibe waiting to be tapped. It's fascinating because it combines the universal language of music with the precision of AI, creating a whole new playlist for wellness.
And where I think it's interesting is that if we go back, say, 200-300 years, music wasn't entirely just used for entertainment. It was used to build community. It was used for worship. It was used for healing. And I think we're going to be moving back to that with this new AI music, where we're going to expand the ways people use music. It won't just be purely for entertainment. It will be used for communication. It will be used for education, for healing us, and all sorts of different ways that we can't even imagine today, because the cost of generating a song was just too high and you couldn't personalize the song to each individual. But now we can, and that will be a radical change in how we relate to music.
Oh, Trevor, you're hitting on something profound here. It's like we're coming full circle back to music's roots, only with a high-tech twist. It's not just tunes in the background anymore. It's about weaving music back into the fabric of our lives in all these meaningful ways. The idea that we can customize and utilize music for almost any aspect of life, community building, healing, learning, because the barriers have vanished, that's game changing. And yeah, the cost and accessibility shifts. They're the keys to unlocking this whole new world. It's going to be fascinating to watch how our relationship with music evolves, becoming more integral and personal than ever before.
So I think that's all we have time for to discuss today, but I did want to touch on some of the negative aspects of this, because AI music is going to put some musicians out of a job, and I think that is a bad thing, and we need to figure out as a society how to deal with that and how to continue to have musician be a profession that people can have. But just as the smartphone did not get rid of photographers, I don't think AI music will entirely get rid of musicians, but it will change the profession. And I didn't touch on that in this episode, but I think we do need to address that. And I don't want to like wash over that. I really wanted to touch on what are the things that people can't imagine today that we're going to be using AI music for in the future.
Absolutely, Trevor. It's like opening Pandora's box, isn't it? With every leap forward, there are shadows. The impact on traditional musicians and the industry is a big one. It echoes past technological shifts, like how digital photography shook up the world for film photographers. The key might lie in adaptation and finding new roles and opportunities within this evolving landscape. And you're right, today's focus was exploring those uncharted territories AI music will take us to. There's a whole symphony of possibilities out there, and it's going to be an exciting journey to discover them all. So as we wrap up, any final thoughts on where we're headed?
A couple different thoughts. I think that in one way, we're going to be moving into a world where AI music will be generated in the background for us. Right now, you have to go to these sites like Suno and Udio to generate this music. But I think in the future, that music will be generated in the background, perhaps based upon wearables that we're wearing to check our mood, perhaps based upon the emails and things that are coming in. I don't know exactly how that's going to work, but I think that will happen. I also can see a vintage going back to saying, let's only listen to music that isn't created by an AI and create the authenticity of music created by humans, and that becoming its own thing in the same way that you see vinyl records are still used by certain communities because they want to hear that sound. And I think that will be something that will help preserve the human aspect of music, is where people want to listen to humans and explicitly not listen to AI. So I think it will be a mixed world. We'll have a lot more music in our world, not less, in the same way that the smartphone made us have a lot more photos in our world, not fewer.
Trevor, you're painting a picture of a future that's as diverse as music itself. On one hand, AI music becomes this seamless, integrated part of our lives, almost like a personal DJ that knows exactly what we need to hear, when we need to hear it. It's revolutionary, thinking how technology could tune into our emotions and surroundings to provide the perfect soundtrack in real time. On the other hand, there's this beautiful counter-movement, a craving for the raw, the real, the unmistakably human touch in music. Just like the warm crackle of a vinyl record in a world of digital streams, there's going to be a cherished space for music that breathes with the imperfections and soul only a human can impart. This juxtaposition speaks volumes about our future, richer, more varied, with AI and human creativity playing off each other in harmony. It's not a replacement, but an expansion of the musical landscape. So as we straddle these two worlds, it's clear. Music, in all its forms, becomes more embedded in our lives, telling our stories, soothing our souls, and moving us in ways we've yet to imagine. And that's a world I'm all tuned up for. How about you, Trevor? Ready for this mixtape of the future?
And that's our episode. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to AI Meets Productivity, a weekly podcast where I, Trevor Lauber, a productivity expert, talk to ChatGPT and artificial intelligence. This week, we talked about AI music. Next week, I have a special surprise where we're going to have Hume listen to some music and tell us what it's feeling when it listens to that music. Because I never actually had an AI listen to music before, and I'm interested to hear how that works. So you can find AI Meets Productivity wherever you find your podcasts, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. Please give us a like, share, leave a 5-star review. It really helps people find and discover the show. And to end, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play that full song that I created, which was The Future of AI Music, where I basically took some of the discussion that ChatGPT and I had before starting this episode and had ChatGPT write a song about that. Then I plugged those lyrics into Suno, and Suno made that into an actual song. So we'll just end the episode with that. Thank you, everyone, and we'll talk to you next week.
Wake up to the sound of mornings here. AI tunes crafted to the day, crystal clear. Coffee brews, melodies flow through the air. Custom beats for my mood, crafted with care. AI music, paint our lives with your sound. From our homes to the stars, let the melodies abound. In every moment, in every way, AI music, play, oh play. Send a tune instead of words, feelings convey in each note and beat, my message display. Social feeds now with songs uniquely mine. Personal scores for our stories perfectly in line. AI music, paint our lives with your sound. From our homes to the stars, let the melodies abound. In every moment, in every way, AI music, play on.
classrooms help us learn rhythms that guide. In healing spaces, soothe pain inside. Accessible, reaching all, music transcends. In every beat, a friend that understands.
Evenings come with calming tunes, gently unwind. Therapeutic harmonies, peace of mind. Our digital.